Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer and I talk to owner and president of AEW, Tony Khan, after what was a historic weekend for AEW after All Out. Right now, on the Busted Open Podcast.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. I mean, there is so much to talk about coming out of Sunday, but for you, Tony, I think you'll be excited about it, and Tommy agrees. We had Al Castle on about an hour ago. Al Castle, senior writer for Pro Wrestling Illustrated, and he broke the news of who is number one in the PWI 500 this year, and it is AEW's Kenny Omega.
No surprise. And I think it's very well deserved. It's a great honor for Kenny. Last year, John Moxley was a great number one representative for AEW. And I think it's awesome for Kenny Omega to be number one in the PWI. And I think it's a lot of milestones for AEW this week. A lot of firsts. It's definitely the best pay-per-view card I've ever been associated with. And I'm just so proud of all of our team and to be able to come to TV tonight and say that this is our crew, to be able to look around at a locker room and go to AEW Dynamite tonight and look around and have CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, Adam Cole, Ruby Soho, and all these great new faces in our locker room. It's pretty special. Things have changed a lot in AEW, and I really believe we have the best roster in all of wrestling right now. So it's very fitting that our world champion, Kenny Omega, is the number one ranked wrestler in the world.
And Dave, just as I predicted, we announced this at what, 10:30-ish? Kenny is currently trending worldwide right now, just on the news alone. Yes, I love it when a plan comes together.
I just hope Al Castle still has his job after leaking it on Busted Open before it was officially out by Pro Wrestling Illustrated. But Tony, in all seriousness, I mean, what a night on Sunday, top to bottom. I mean, I think everybody was expecting a great pay-per-view. I said it to you off the air, and I said it on the air with yesterday here on Busted Open with Bully. I said, man, that was the best show that I have ever seen live. To be a part of that crowd, top to bottom, from the matches to the surprises. I mean, I think even for you, I mean, it had to exceed your expectations.
I had the highest of expectations. On paper, it felt like it was going to be the best show we've ever done. And I told everyone that backstage. I really think this is going to be the best thing we've done. We just have to deliver. And it involves execution, everybody working really hard and staying on task as a team. And it happened. Everybody hit their times, and it was one of the best bell to bell shows I can ever remember. And then in terms of the moments, the surprises, when you add up everything that happened on the show and how it changed the landscape of pro wrestling today, I do think it's going to be a show people remember for a very, very long time. And that was our goal with the show. So for AEW All Out, I'm glad that it's going to be remembered as a very historic, monumental, newsworthy pay-per-view. And it's also the most watched wrestling pay-per-view by any company outside of WWE since the 90s. I mean, wow. Since 1999 was definitely the last time anybody put up numbers like this outside of WWE. And frankly, when the pay-per-view universe was WWE's game still, before they had gone to a network subscription model when they were offering linear pay-per-view, this would have been a good number for a WWE pay-per-view too, you know. And so that's an apples-to-apples comparison. This is really strong numbers. And like I said, it was a one-horse race in pay-per-view for about 20 years. And that entire time, nobody else put up numbers like this. So it's pretty special, and it really signifies competition is back in the wrestling business. But I think that was pretty obvious with the statements we made on the pay-per-view, the quality of the show, and the free agent acquisitions that we were able to get.
One of my favorite parts is after the show ends, it's about an hour and a half after, and I click on my phone to see what's trending, and it is best pay-per-view, professional wrestling, pro wrestling, what a pay-per-view, and great pay-per-view is trending, not wrestlers' names. I mean, yes, they all were throughout the show, but those positive statements about the business and what kind of this comes from your brain, and then, like you said, the players execute it, is just the greatest form of like a compliment I think any owner or writer could ever want, that all these positive things are trending about wrestling and sports centers talking about it. It's just like you said, it's such a pivotal moment, and just, you know, I'm praising you, but I praise you publicly, I praise you privately, but just how does that make you feel as a wrestling fan that all these great things are talking about something that you love?
I've never felt better. I've never felt better about anything. And this show was almost 2 years in the making, really. There are things that happen on this show that have been talked about for so long. I always dreamed of the day that Adam Cole would come to AEW. I always believed someday it would be possible. I didn't know it was going to be so soon. And, you know, that's a dream come true. And he's always been a talent we've had a close eye on. And frankly, he's been somebody, you know, I've been very fortunate to be able to get a closer look at, because our AEW Women's World Champion, Dr. Britt Baker, obviously lives with him. So he's, you know, somebody that I've known and kept an eye on. Bryan Danielson being available, Bryan Danielson being a free agent, his contract expiring and him wanting to come to AEW, that's not something anybody had planned for or expected a long time ago. That came together relatively quickly. That was huge, huge, huge news for AEW. And those are great surprises that really put this over the top, in my opinion. The way the end was layered, it was just perfect. Everybody I talked to about it said it was perfect. And then when we executed it, like you said, Tommy, everybody went out and we did it perfectly. But CM Punk is something that really, again, almost 2 years in the making, conversations about his possible return. And it definitely wasn't anything that was going to happen overnight. And it certainly wasn't anything that would have happened in the pandemic era, but it was something that really changed our business and put our pay-per-view numbers at a whole nother level. Our TV ratings have been consistently higher than we've ever had. And tonight on AEW Wednesday Night Dynamite, I really believe we're poised to put up another great number. And we have some really fun stuff planned for tonight. And, you know, I really, really believe for the fans, there's a lot of people that heard about AEW All Out, that heard this was a great pay-per-view. Many have said the best pay-per-view. Certainly, I think the consensus is the best pay-per-view in a really long time by anybody. And there's so much news. There are so many new faces to AEW. And tonight on AEW Dynamite, you're going to get to see them. Bryan Danielson is here in Cincinnati. Bryan Danielson is here. He will be here live. Adam Cole is here in Cincinnati. He will be at AEW Dynamite tonight live. Of course, CM Punk is in Cincinnati. He will also be here on Dynamite Live. And the winner of the Women's Casino Battle Royale, Ruby Soho, is here. She will be here live, and she will be wrestling on Dynamite for the first time ever tonight. She's got a great opportunity coming up soon. She's got a shot at Britt Baker and the AEW Women's World title. And Britt Baker's enforcer, Jamie Hayter, was the first person in line to sign that open contract to take on Ruby Soho tonight on Dynamite. So I'm very excited for that. We have some more great matches I'd love to talk about, but really just for those four new stars in AEW to all be here, all appearing, and it's really exciting for us.
Did you have a favorite match of the night?
I can't say my favorite match of the night. I love the whole thing, and I think there's different moments, and I've seen so many people pick different matches, and that's what I love. It reminds me of Revolution 2020, where, you know, you had a match that definitely would be up there in terms of when Kenny Omega and Hangman Page wrestled the Young Bucks. But really, that whole card, there was so much great stuff on that card too, with Sammy versus Darby, obviously Jericho versus Moxley, you know, Pac versus Orange Cassidy that night. There was so much stuff. And this was another night like that, top to bottom. This past Sunday, the card was stacked, and I think a lot, you know, everybody in the crowd had their own personal favorite match. And it was a culmination of all these great things that led us to our record buy rate and record engagement with the fans, and have put us at an all-time high for momentum.
You know, it's funny how life is and what a difference a year can make, Tony, because, you know, after the event and the media scrum afterwards, you know, you're sitting there with Adam Cole, and, you know, last year, the Wednesday Night War was a thing, and AEW was going head-to-head with NXT, and you said it. The one guy you felt threatened by was Adam Cole, but here, a year later, you're sitting next to him after AEW All Out. That had to be a great feeling for you.
It was a great feeling. I felt really, really good to be sitting there with Adam Cole. He was absolutely the person who brought us the toughest competition when there was a Wednesday Night War. And it's a dream free agent acquisition for AEW. And then to bring in that free agent crop, it's pretty special. And it's only the beginning. And tonight on Dynamite will really feel like the beginning of a new era in AEW television. It's going to be a huge, huge week for our shows. The card tonight is absolutely great. In addition to what you're going to see in terms of, you know, debuts on Dynamite, hearing from these stars, you're also going to get some great wrestling tonight. We're in Cincinnati live, and Cincinnati's favorite son is Jon Moxley. And one of the great moments on the pay-per-view, another great surprise, was the arrival of Minoru Suzuki in AEW. And Jon Moxley versus Minoru Suzuki tonight, I think, is going to be really, really great. It's going to be fun.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I said that the fact that that's given away for free tonight, besides all the people that you've already listed, is going to be there. It's like, oh, wait, yes. And there's going to be something that's been a staple for this company, a really good wrestling matches. That given away for free is, to quote Gorilla Monsoon, it's worth the price of admission alone. I literally sit here and think about this week for you, because I know you're a vampire. You're not sleeping. You went from Sunday, pay-per-view, then you have tonight, then you have Friday, then you have Jags winning on Sunday. This is going to be an amazing week for you personally, but the fact that you just like keep on producing this amazing content, and again, wrestling fans are feeling your love. And when I tell you, I had more people reach out to me, common wrestling fans, people who purchased the pay-per-view, people who were like tuning into Dynamite and Rampage just because it's you've caught that buzz. You've caught what everybody has wanted. And that's also because you've been such a fan your own life and realize that there needs to be this alternative. And it's just really, really cool because we're living in it. I got to live it. You were a part of that too during the ECW revolution, and like even how you staggered everything with Cole and Brian. Like I remembered Jerry Lawler, and then, oh my gosh, here's Jim Cornette. And that pop was magnified by 20,000. But it's just like when people, they did not think they were going to get anything else, you gave them more. And it was just like, you know, that's why all these positive things are happening, because you're putting that positivity out there in the world.
It was one of those ideas that not very many people you tell about these things, but every single person I did tell thought it was the greatest thing. So yeah, I knew it was going to work, and I felt like it was going to be the perfect end to the perfect show. And, you know, I'm very gratified that people loved it. And I really believe that's going to keep paying off for us. And I'm so glad you're excited for tonight on TNT. I know I'm excited. And, you know, we talked about Mox getting in there with Suzuki. We talked about Ruby Soho getting in there with Jamie Hayter. How about tonight, speaking of a grudge match, how about Dustin Rhodes versus Malakai Black on Dynamite tonight? That's a huge match.
After what happened with Cody, it is. And Tony, like Tommy was talking about getting people even outside of the pro wrestling community to talk about AEW. And Tommy, I believe I told you about this as well. You're in New Jersey next week, September 15th. You're at The Rock, the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. I'll be going with my brother. And why that's significant is my brother, who's the afternoon host on ESPN New York, hasn't gone to a wrestling event, Tony, since July 15th, 1984 was the last time my brother went to a wrestling event. And he's going with me next week. And it's just on the buzz of, I mean, I really have had people reach out to me that know I host a wrestling show that aren't even wrestling fans. Like, what was this all out? What's this AEW thing? Like, you really are having mainstream press, like Tommy said, and people outside of our community talking. And that's what you've always been trying to do here for decades in pro wrestling.
Absolutely. It really does feel like the level of interest is at an all-time high, and we're seeing it. You know, there's ways wrestlers can tell. There's ways that people in a wrestling company can tell when the product is getting hot, and we're starting to see them. You know, the men and women are starting to get bothered more in the airport. People are coming up to them more often on the street. You get stopped more in the restaurants. It's amazing. And it's been happening consistently more often, certainly since the launch of AEW Dynamite. And now recently, I mean, it's just happening more than ever. There's a lot of funny stories, you know, recently from just fans all over the place. You never know where they're going to pop up. You never know where you're going to meet them. And it's always a good sign for how hot the wrestling business is when the people you see on the street want to stop and talk to you. And it's happening more than ever. And, you know, it's because AEW is really hot. And it was like that when I was a kid. Like Tommy said, wrestling was the hottest thing in the late 90s. And absolutely right now, in terms of competition on pay-per-view and competition on television, this is the hottest it's been. You know, to have two wrestling companies that each have two number one shows, that is a sign of the times that wrestling is very hot. And we've actually added a third top 10 show because AEW Countdown also ranked in the top 10 last week.
Wow.
So, you know, three top 10 shows, two of which ranked number one multiple times. It's pretty cool. So, absolutely, in terms of the television industry and their perception of wrestling, this is the highest it's been. And that's pretty amazing. You know, in terms of what TV networks are paying, in terms of rights fees, which are the backbone for our company and financially the backbone for WWE right now, that is a very, very, very telling sign how much the TV industry believes in professional wrestling, and specifically in AEW and in our direct competition. Both of us have great support from TV networks, and we're a young company, really only less than 2 years old on TV, which is pretty amazing. And I think our future is really bright, and that's good news for the wrestling fans and for the wrestlers. You know, this is important to have competition in wrestling. And with that being said, that we want more competition in wrestling, I'm doing a little bit more matchmaking for Dynamite tonight, and want to get some exciting matches on the card. So I'm going to add some fun stuff to the card right here on Busted Open. Oh. I think last week we saw a very, very exciting match between Brian Cage and Powerhouse Hobbs. Powerhouse Hobbs was the winner. Ricky Starks got involved in the ending, and I don't think that's the last we've seen of Brian Cage and Ricky Starks. That thing goes way, way back. Powerhouse Hobbs himself has become one of the hottest wrestlers in AEW. Another one of the hottest wrestlers in AEW, somebody I really, really value, and somebody whose star is on the rise, is Dante Martin. Dante Martin is one of the most exciting high flyers. He put on a show in the trios match against the Elite recently. And he's had great matches on Dynamite against Matt Sydal, Miro. He's got a great record. He's won 5 matches in a row. It really feels like he's on the verge of a breakthrough. He had this great match with JD Drake on AEW Elevation. I thought it was tremendous, tremendous match. And I really, really believe Dante is a big part of the future of this company. You know, his brother Darius formed a great team called Top Flight with Dante. And with Darius's injury, a small silver lining in this is that Dante, who was only 19 years old at the time, was going to get experience as a singles wrestler, which we thought could be very valuable to him. And it's terrible not having Darius available, but Dante, who's now 20 years old, has matured so much. He's gotten so much better. And I really believe he's ready for an opportunity against one of the top stars in AEW. Now, Will Hobbs is now ranked number two in this company, the number two ranked wrestler in the world. I think that's a great test for both of them. So tonight on Dynamite, it's going to be Dante Martin versus Powerhouse Hobbs. I think it's a huge match, and whoever wins is going to move up the ladder. And I think that's really exciting. So that's great news for tonight also.
Contrast of styles, and contrast of styles make for amazing matches. And you're right about Dante, man. The kid got over in one match and has just been riding this momentum.
Absolutely. He had good buzz going into that match, I believe. That's why the crowd was so behind him, because, you know, he wasn't new to them. They'd seen him on TV, and people were definitely interested in him. But there's no doubt, you're absolutely right, that in that trios match, he absolutely, you know, made a name for himself and got over that night. And we tried to follow up on it. You know, I recently put a video on TV showing people some highlights of Dante, and that absolutely he's going to be a long-term answer. I really believe, in the grand scheme of things, these are two really important people for our future, Dante Martin and Powerhouse Hobbs. And that's a great, great match. And Tommy's right about it being a clash of styles. One of the best high flyers against one of the best power wrestlers. Feels like a great match for the show. So I think it's going to add a lot.
If you talk about history, you think about when the Rock and Roll Express, when Robert Gibson got hurt, we saw the emergence of Ricky Morton. And there was a time where we thought Ricky Morton was going to beat Ric Flair for that NWA title. And I mean, the list goes on and on where yes, something bad happens, but something good comes out of that. And Dante, because of his fire and his moveset, brought those people to life and got him noticed in an instant. And riding that momentum is just like how the company's been riding momentum. Every wrestler steps up when you feel that stuff. And I love that stuff. It's just, it happens so organically. It's natural and it's real. And that's the realest part of this business.
Absolutely. You know, it does feel like there's so many breakthrough stars in AEW. Speaking of our stars who have broken through, I just have to praise Darby Allin for his performance. The match he had with CM Punk, even though Darby didn't win, I do believe he's an even bigger star, and he's such an important part of the future in AEW. And I just think he deserves a lot of praise for what he did. I was really, really, really impressed with both Darby Allin and, of course, with CM Punk, who did win the match and had an amazing comeback. But it takes two to tango, and Darby Allin versus CM Punk was tremendous. And I think it more than met everyone's expectations. And for CM Punk's first match in over 7 years, people were really hoping for something great. And I think they got it at All Out.
Yeah.
The proverbial somebody went over, somebody got over. I know wins and losses matter, but you're 100% correct. And it's also getting that respect from the fans and the live audience. It's, again, organic because it's real, because they appreciate your hard work.
Absolutely. It was a great night, and, you know, so many breakthrough performances. I worked myself as the agent on the Women's Casino Battle Royale. So it was great working with a lot of that young talent, and a bunch of people broke out and did an awesome job in that. It came down to Ruby Soho and Thunder Rosa, which was an exciting battle, and they're two of the top stars. But really, there were so many great performances, and we saw so many stories unfolding in that match. When you saw, you know, the Bunny came out, and then Anna Jay made a beeline for her, and then the next wave, Penelope came, and they were getting heat on Anna 2-on-1, and Ty Conti in the final wave came, and all of a sudden, we had a great 2-on-2 situation, and that's a pretty intense rivalry. I think, you know, when you really look at our women's roster, you see all these exciting breakthrough potential stars, and those four, Ty, Anna, Penelope, and the Bunny, have a pretty exciting rivalry right now. And of course, Jade and Nyla Rose had their truce. They had teamed up to take out Thunder Rosa, and it didn't really go the way they planned. So I really believe that, that situation, you know, there may still be some tensions there. Jade and Nyla Rose had a truce. They turned on each other. And specifically, Nyla put one in Jade's back. So all things considered, I think there's still a lot of tensions coming out of that Women's Casino Battle Royale. And there was so much tension coming out of the pay-per-view. I think new stars, new action, and tonight on Dynamite will be the first chance all of our fans have had to see all these new faces and all this action. So tonight on TNT, it's going to be a great night.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.